following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, it has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Mesechet Menachot is Daf Mem Gimel. We're holding on Mem Beit Amud Beit, above one third of the way up. At Omele Abaya L'Rishmo Barav Yehuda, Hai Techilta is where we're up to. So Abaya, Neset R'Rishmo Barav Yehuda, could you explain to me the process? Hai Techilta Hechatzav Itula. How do we go about dying with Chet? Amar le, maitinan dam chilazon. As far as what the chilazon is, that we're going to get to tomorrow. But what we bring is the blood of the chilazon. Of course, blood doesn't necessarily mean literally blood, because we do find that the Gemara views various body excrements as being part of blood. So the dam is mitapech to become chalav, let's say, as the Gemara puts it, by a woman. Or a semen becomes bloody if you use too much of it, and things like that. So we see that as a blood type of idea. And it may well be that we're referring to some other excretion of the chilazon. And various samanim, various other, which are other chemicals that are not defined over here. And ramin and lehu biyore, we put them all together. At least that's how many learn. There are some who insist that the other things are not mixed with the tchelet, but rather they are there as a base that you put first the material into, so that it should absorb the tchelet properly. But the tchelet itself remains just the tchelet. Umar tachin onlay, again, the Pash says we boil the whole thing up together. And then shaklino purta bebeata, you take an eggshell, and you put a little bit of the mixture into this eggshell to test. And then we test it. Ta'am means literally to taste it, but that means to sense something fully. Like ta'ameh ha-mitzvot is the taste, but when we say something is tasteful, it makes sense. So ta'amin lehu ba'udra, we take a little piece of wool, and we want to taste it. Now, why we taste it? The only one that makes sense of why we taste it is that, as the Rambam says, we need to see whether it's been properly prepared in order to die, and is it going to work?
Remember, we pointed out earlier that the only way that you can distinguish really between chelet and kala ilan is through the base of the dye, not the dye itself, because the dye itself is precisely the same molecular formula. The thing that gives the color to chelet and that gives the color to indigo is exactly the same molecule, and therefore by definition there'd be no way that you could test the difference between them. So the only thing that you're testing is the way in which the dye actually is able to stick to whatever it's in, which means that whatever is mixed along with the excreted chelet and these other samanim are part of the test. Because of that, he doesn't get into a problem with this Gemara. He's the only one that understands it this way. By the way, the Rambam also has a unique approach in which he understands that the color of tchelet does not necessarily need to be generated by the chilazon, which is remarkable. When it comes to the big day kahuna, he doesn't care if you use indigo. At least that's how many understand the Rambam. It's the color of tchelet that's important, which is dependent on that molecule. This particular din of the chilazon is a din in the tzitzit, and it's part of the remarkable integration of the earliest stages of life's evolution with the Shamayim itself. That's something that you're supposed to, as part of the Zechira of Tzitzit, that relates the heavens to the underlying life under the seas and so on. But it's not part of the Big Day Kahuna. And remarkably, there are many who hold that according to him, it would be okay to use Kala Yilan even as the tchelet coloring in the Big Day Kahuna. Everyone else understands that the bedika that we're referring to over here is to test that this is really tchelet. In which case, if I know that I need to test it later on, we're going to see if I need to test it, it means I can't trust the guy that's giving me really tchelet, then I can't test it. because I also will never know whether it was used for te'ima, and once it was used for te'ima, it's no longer useful dye, as we'll see. So they run into a problem. The Rambam's got no problem. The others don't learn like the Rambam and learn that this is all in the sense of testing to see whether it's tchelet, end up not being able to explain what the purpose of such a thing is, since in the end, anyway, we're going to rely on the person who's selling it to us, as we're going to see. According to the Rambam, we're always going to test it because we need to make sure that it's been properly prepared. And then what we do is we take the eggshell that we've poured some in and we throw it out. Sure, you know, a little biota with whatever is in it, and then we make sure that we burn up the wool that we had used for testing, the kalina leilu udra. Now, what's the point of all of this? Why don't we just dip it into the vat? Why do we need to throw out whatever we did test, both the liquid that we had used to test, chelet we had used to test, and the wool that we used to test? Therefore, says the Gemara, you see from here three different things. First of all, you see from here that shmamina ti'ima is psula, that anything that had been tested, so if you used wool to test, that's possible to be made into tchelet. You know, because otherwise, why would we need to burn the wool? We could just use it for tchelet. Furthermore, shma mina, the be'inan si'a lishma, must be that we need to dye the tcheles lishma for the purpose of tzitzit, and otherwise it's not usable. And of course, this seems to be the reason why just te'ima is possible. And the Gemara is going to say in the end that this really is a supportive reason for it. But the truth is, it makes us focus on the fact that even if we would have had in mind, as Tosis points out, as a secondary thing, look, if this turns out to be properly done tchelet, then I will use the threads for tchelet. Even that is not called b'shma, because obviously otherwise I would always do it that way. Why waste it? And furthermore, shmamina ta'ama pasla. If you taste the dye, then you've ruined the dye. Now, the Rambam learns that this simply means that since we do not stick the piece of wool into the actual yoreh, but we take a little bit off and put it into an eggshell, it's clear that had we stuck it into the yoreh itself, we would have wrecked it. Whereas Rashi learns that, no, this means more than that. It means that since we throw out whatever dye is left, it must mean we can't put it back into the yoreh. So it must mean that mixing any dye that had been used, that would passel the dam, the tchelet that is back in the yoreh itself, which takes it a step further than the Rambam was willing to go. And indeed, the Gemara asks, well, haino te'ima psula, haino tzvi'a lishma, the same thing, to say that having made something for taste is possible. I mean, you said the reason for that is because you need to be tzoveya the tcheles lishma. So why is this two different shmaminas? Rav Ashi, no, you're right. I mean, the second one is really a matam ka'amar. In other words, we learn that it's possible, and then using our brains to figure that out, matam te'ima psula. And then we express it as a different point, even though it's the explanation. The first point, mishum de be'inan tzvi'a l'shma. You have to be tzoveya for the point of tzitzit. And again, as Tosafot points out, even including something else is not a pure for the purpose of tzitzit at all. And this is really a machloket tana'im, even this last piece. And that is the question is, do we actually wreck the tcheles by using it for something else? That itself is a machloket tana'im. And so our big three points may end up being one point if you don't hold of the wrecking the tchelet, namely that you need to do the tzvi'a l'shma. That's all that we would be left with. And that would be a machloket tana'im as follows. That first of all, we have the Tanakama that says, not that te'ima is psula, but rather that ta'ama pasla is what it should say. If you've used the dye once, by dipping something even, just for testing purposes, that dye is possible. Because you need kelil tchelet, you need the complete power of the tchelet, and any little bit that you've used once is no longer completely the power of the tchelet, because some of the molecules that were going to be attracted to the material, which is what makes tchelet so special, is that it's strongly attaches to the material itself. And once you've used up, you now created this proportionate amount of the base for the dye, and the actual dye stuff is now gone to the material, in which case you're left with a weakened dye, and it will no longer be kalil techele, it will no longer be powerful dye of techele. This is the Tanakama with Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavai Omer, it's not true. You could even go beyond
the Torah actually specifically
includes second and third time dies, afilu mar'esh sheni shava, Rishon Masbir, even if this is not, in other words, once I don't need the whole thing, it means as long as I have the color, even if it's weakened, it would still be kosher. That doesn't mean only the second time. Is kosher mishum shenema ushni tola'at, which we don't understand. Shni tola'at means the secondary. It's a question whether it's shni tola'at by the mitzorah or whether it's tola'at shani with the bitei kohuna again. But in either event, we see that the Torah specifically uses the word shani, which is a play on sheni, second order die. In which case, even if you use this vat twice, it would be kosher. So then that means all that remains of our great Shema Mina Talat, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy, is one thing, being on Tzvi Lishma. Tan Rabbana, Techevet Ein La Bedika. There is no way to check whether what you've got over your tchelet, it seems to be saying that you can't be sure that what you've got is tchelet. Maybe it's indigo, or what the Gemara calls kala ilan. Because of that, you would have to buy it only from any kachat elamina mumche. You have to buy it by somebody who knows exactly what it is that he's doing and who will not risk his reputation on doing it improperly. Whereas tefillin, yesh lem bedika. You can check and see whether it's written properly. But nonetheless, any kachin elamina mumche. Because after all, you're never going to be able to check to see whether the ibud was done lishma, whether it was the right machshavot. So whereas svarim and mezuzot, yesh lem bedika, v'nikachin mikol adam. You can take them from everybody. Because, says Rashi, they don't have a chiyuv of ibud lishma. That Tosfos does not like this pshat at all. He shows that you do need ibud lishma, and that the question of taking it from someone has nothing to do with the ibud lishma, because otherwise you'd have all these other issues, including what their machshava is. We certainly rely on the person that you're buying from, that he knows that it needs lishma, and he knows he needs to be machaving for kedushat Hashem, and so on and so forth. The only problem is that people make mistakes. So they may make a mistake in the writing. So theoretically, tefillin have just as much a chance of taking and reading and checking as the mezuzah and the sefer Torah does. The only thing is that it is a heck of a job to open up the tefillin, check them, and then reseal them, sewing them again, making sure that they're properly repainted the way you want them. Who's going to do that? So because it's such a tircha to check the tefillin, therefore you only buy it from a mumcha in the first place, because we don't believe you're going to check it, even though you could check it. Masha Enkein, the svarim and the mezuzah are always used, and people will see them. Certainly Sefer Torah, everybody picks out the mistakes in the ketiva of the Sefer, ultimately, once they start using it. The mezuzah, you look at it before you wrap it up, and therefore they could be bought from anyone, but of course when it says anyone, it means anyone that knows what he's doing in terms of the dinim. If it's a total amor, he doesn't know what it is to write, then you wouldn't buy it from him either.
Also, can you write a Sefer Torah with a different parts?
Yes.
You can.
Yeah.
And tefillin not?
Yeah, we're getting to all of that.
Oh,
this is our favorite Masechta.
That this also can make a difference.
Could be. We'll see. This is a machlok that cuts through the sugya. When you say tchelet, I don't understand what you're talking about. It's very famous. The chemical test for tchelet is actually quite well known. Well, Rav Yitzchak Bereder Rav Yehuda, bodically, Rav Yitzchak Bereder Rav Yehuda used geshem, that's your simen. He tested it begeshem, which of course is the otiot b'shagam of Moshe Rabbeinu's name, and so on. So what did he do? So he brought a gila. A gila, according to Rambam, simply means straw, which is what it often means. Rashi says that gila means alum. And shavlulita is fenugreek and doesn't refer to the actual plant. It's the maya, the shavlulita. So it's now the juice of fenugreek. And meimei raglayim ben arba'im yom. You would use urine that has been sitting there for 40 days to develop a lot of ammonia. That's the way almost all the Rishonim and Rashi suggests it might also mean from an infant who's 40 days old. V'tori lebegavayu, and you let it soak in that. It has to soak miurtavad letzafra from the evening till the morning. If, in any way, ifrit chazuta, if its color has been damaged, then it's clearly not tchelet. It would be kala ilan that could be damaged chemically in this way. Loifrit chazute, but if it hasn't been separated out, then it's kosher trelet. So clearly you can test for trelet. Why did you say you can't test for trelet? Rav Ada Kameda Rava Mishmeda Rav Avira gave a different test. And he said, what you bring is Chamira Irchesa. You bring the of Saorim. You bring the Saor of barley that has been sitting there. It's really very, very soured. The Ofila Begaveim, what you do is you cook it. You actually cook the trelet in this Saor. And then, if the color is definitely going to change in this process. The thing is, though, if it's ichtaniyei lema'al yuta, if it turns into an even sharper color, so then it's kosher. But if it changes ligriyuta, then it would be a psula. Now, does that make sense? That shinui is okay? Yeah, the way to remember this is that there is a shinui sheker, and then there's a shinui emet. Sometimes you can not keep your promise, that's mishaneh b'diburo, and that would be turn you into a liar. But if somebody doesn't keep his promise by doing above and beyond what he said he would do, nobody says that's a lie. They say that change makes him even more of a truth teller. Now, how do you explain that? Why isn't he a liar no matter what? So we understand that included in the nature of the promise was, this is what I'll do, but I might do even better. So therefore, a shinoi and trelet, the way to remember it is the same thing. You can have a shinoi, but it has to be a shinoi letova. And there, that's your test. Well, it's just about, yes, we never said you can't test for the difference between kala ilan and trelet. What we said was you can't test for te'ima. Mayein lebedibika nami degamra te'ima. Do you know whether the threads that you have were threads perhaps that were used for testing? No. There's no way for you to tell. And therefore, you would have to buy it from a mumcha. Because if this were someone else who may have used the leftovers from Te'ima or the things that you were towing, it would be possible. And you'd never know. So therefore, there'd be also the need to buy it from a mumcha. Now, Mar, what was his name actually, not just a, it's Mar Mimashri, it's the famous Chacham from the town of Mashri. Aite Techilta, he actually was able to get Trelet in the years of Rav Achoy, where by the time of Rav Achoy is already post-Amoroic. He's one of the redactors of the Talmud. He comes up all the time among the Rabban and Savoroi. So even in the days of Rav Achoy, he was able still to get Trelet, despite the fact that by that time Trelet was extremely rare. And he wanted to make sure that he had to remember that the Romans had put basically a absolute monopoly on the use of Trelet in terms of its being meant for Caesar and royalty and so on. So it was very difficult to get hold of Trelet. And he checked it using Rav Yitzchak Bereder Rav Yudah's test with the urine and the fenugreek and so on. And it was damaged. Ifrit Chazute, when he did that, the color was hurt and lost some of its coloration. So then he did the second test of Rav Ada with the baking it inside of the Sa'or of the Sa'orin and Ishtanoi L'mal Yuta. So here it was, it failed one test and it passed the other test. And it turned into a brighter color, a deeper color than it was before. So he thought, well, you know, you got to pass both tests. So Savala Mifsila. So he figured, okay, I can't use it. So Rav Achoy said to him, so what do you think you've got here? Yet a new type of dye. So it's neither Trelet or Kala Ilan. I mean, come on. Lo Techilti velo Kala Ilan. Ela Shema Mina Shmuata Adadi Yitmar. If this is the experience, then it's clear that these are meant to be successive tests. In other words, test it with the original Rav Ada test, and you first see whether it's good. Sorry, Rabbi Yitzchak Bereder Rav Yudah's test. You first see whether it's good. If it doesn't pass that test, then use Rav Ada's test. And if it passes that one, then it's okay. And that's the point. They're not meant to be alternative tests. And therefore, if you were Hecha the Badikta with Rabbi Yitzchak Bereder Rav Yudah, if it passes the first set, fine. So lo Ifrit Chazuti, it's kosher right there. If it's Ifrit Chazuti, then you've got to go through the second test. And there, you've got to Batkina Labiter of Ada. You've got to check it out with the Chamira and that was sitting there of the Irchus HaDesari, and then if it's Tanish HaMayuta, then it's kosher. If it's Tanish HaLegriuta, then it's possible. And indeed, Shochu Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, that these two Shmuot of Rav Yitzchak ben Rav Yehuda and Rav Ada were Ahadode Itmar. They were said in conjunction with each other. They're not alternatives. They are mentioned in series. Rav Moni, Dayek Vizovin Kechumre Matnita. Rav Moni, he was makbit to only buy from a mumcha, and he kept to the Man D'Omar who says that Te'ima is possible, and therefore he would not be semech on just buying it, and even if it was Toim, to be semech on the Shani, that you could use a Mara Sheni Shabbat. And he met Eliyahu HaNavi, according to Tosfos, remember, Husaba, yes, you should know that previous generations, those who came before, those who came before you. So kamoi, hechi, achi, avot, kamoi de kamach. The generations before you did the same thing, and I can tell you, they made good money. Vatzlach iskayo. So some of the Rishonim say that he, Rav Moni, was a socher in Trelas. He didn't do this for himself. He did this for everybody. So since he was makbid on for others, it says that people that are Isaac l'shem shamayim in this, they're not going to end up being mekel. And because of that, they are matzliach in their Isaac. And he indeed would be matzliach. Eliyahu told Tana Rabbanan halokir talit mitzuyetzet min hashuk. You go and you buy a talit that has tzitzit in it in the open market, and you buy it from a Jew. So if it's mi Yisrael, arei becheskata. But, and then you can assume that the same way that the Jew had kosher tzitzit, so he's selling you kosher tzitzit. If you buy it from an Ovid Kochavim, then it depends. If you buy it from a Tagar, then it's kosher, because he must have gotten it from a good source, because otherwise he is going to ruin his parnasa. People will quickly find out that he's not trustworthy. And if you buy it just from a guy, a non-Jew, then it would be possible. Now, afal pi shomru ein adam rashai lemkor talit mitzuyetzet lovet kochavim ad shiyatir tzitziyotel. And this is true, that we assume that the Tagar was able to get hold of a talit with tzitzit, despite the fact that a Jew is not really allowed to sell a talit with tzitzit. We still don't assume that he did this on his own, and therefore, who knows what it's made out of, and even if it's made out of trelet, who knows? I mean, maybe it was he had done te'ima, and who knows? Maybe he had done the actual dyeing, which is not kosher, or who knows, because it wouldn't be lishma, and who knows? Maybe even the lavan was not tviya lishma, because his lishma is not lishma, and even if it were, who knows? Maybe he put in the tzitzit himself, and then that would also be puzzle. Now, all this brings up a problem, which is that if lemaisa, you don't really have any bedika, and you need to be kind of from a mumcha, what is the point of the bedika? So as I mentioned earlier, we wouldn't need all these chemical tests for. So as I mentioned earlier, according to the Rambam, that's not a problem. But he's the only one. The Rambam says the point of the bedika is to study the fastness of the dye, even if you know it's trela. You need to make sure that it's been processed properly, and that this is ready to be dyed. So according to him, stam, if you're doing trelas, you test it for yourself. But according to the others, they learned that, well, this would only be said if you yourself are the dyer, and you are getting trelet, you want to make sure that the guy who's selling you trelet is selling you the real thing. But enokinami, otherwise what would be the point of the bedika? You'd anyway have to rely on the guy that he did the te'ima, didn't do te'ima with the same thing he's selling you, and he knows what he's doing. So here, we're saying, look, this guy, since he's a professional, is not going to risk his parnasa for making tzitzit. Little did they know about the money that is you can make in China, you know, on selling tzitzit or crucifixes or whatever, you know. So in those days, it was all like small business. It's not that every pair of tzitzit, you know, nets you, God knows the difference, you know, saving one penny on a pair of tzitzit when you're selling them by the 10 millions, you know, it's a lot of money. But so he's not going to be Mari Nafshayo for, you know, a few pennies to save himself getting the real thing. He must have gotten hold of the real thing.
Let's assume that he stole it from good Jews.
So, by the way, my time, why did they say that you cannot sell to a goy? What's the reason for that, my time, huh? Well, Harcha Tirgamova, Yiramata Machasya, they say it's because of the zonah. See, because, I mean, if a goy wants a good Jewish whore, you know, she's not going to sleep with no goy. So he's got to be wearing kosher tzitzis, and then, this guy must be a frum guy, so it's okay to take him on as a client. That's one of Rashi's pshatim. The other, I mean, she's certainly not going to just go to bed with a goy. But the other pshat is...
That, Jewish.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But the other pshat is that he may pay a whore with this taliyah who will then go and claim that, hey, buddy, thank you for giving me your tzitzit. If you'd like me to keep my mouth shut, wave, wave, it will cost her. She'll use it to go around blackmailing people or spread bad things about him. So because of that, we don't allow them. This was all nice with the tefillin. You have to be careful about not leaving the tefillin in a place that Anovik Yochum can get it. Right. Right, exactly. Rabbi Yudomer, Shema Yitlave Imo Baderech V'yargeno. We're afraid that he will masquerade as a Jew. It's like the Arabs do today with the yarmulkes and so on. And then you pick him up, give him a ride, and then they kill you. That's exactly what we're afraid over here. If he's wearing a good talis, you'll assume that, a frum guy needs a ride, and I'll stop and I'll pick him up. And then he turns around and stabs you. Rabbi Yehuda, Rami Tiotele Parzuma Din Shebeite. Rav Yehuda used to put in tzitzit into his wife's aprons. And not only because he held that women are chayavot in tzitzit. And he would also, every morning, he would make a brach asher kitshanu b'tzitav etzivanu lehitatev b'tzitzit, despite the fact that, lechora, these two things are contradictory, as we'll see in a moment. Because if Bidurami, since he puts in tzitzit into his wife's apron, he must told that it's a mitzvah zaseh shelo azman gorma, and that the chiyuv of tzitzit is even at night. In which case, there never is a new mitzvah of tzitzit in the day. So why does he make a new bracha? So amai mevorech kol tzafra v'tzafra. It's the same mitzvah that he's been having since the first time he put on his tzitzit. You don't have one bracha. Well, no, in that could be like Yitzhak Rebbe. Look, Rebbe says, if you take off your tefillin, you put your tefillin back on, you have to make a bracha when you put your tefillin back on. So tefillin goes v'ancha benicham mevorech aleim divrei Rebbe, and therefore, it doesn't matter that you already made a bracha. If this is the first time you put it on, fine. But here, every time he puts it on. What do you mean? So then, if every time he puts it on, so then, kol shai tanami, why does it say only in the morning? I mean, every time he puts it on, right? No, Rav Yehuda is an inish tzniyahave. Rav Yehuda was a person who would never take off his jacket. That is, you know, it's not, I mean, he's a high-class guy. He's going to walk around in a shirt sleeves. So because of that, he always wore his tzitzit. V'lo sharim leile glime kule yomi. He would never take his tzitzit off. This, by the way, is part of the question of whether he wore tzitzit to the bathroom. That's part of that. So, I mean, he never went to the bathroom. I mean, why didn't he take off his tzitzit in the bathroom? For me, they bring riyas that somebody who wears tzitzit all day doesn't take off tzitzit when he goes to the bathroom. And indeed, that's the halacha. The question is, what about a beged that is miuchad for tefillah, like talit and so on? To use it in the bathroom would be a bizoyan to the beged of tefillah. But the tzitzit, per se, is not an issue. It's not like tefillin that you can't take it into a bath. So people wear their talit katan. That would be the equivalent of Rabbi Yehuda's constant keeping on his jacket. So wait a minute. So then why did he make a bracha in the morning? So Maishra Mitzafra, because Kimishani Miksut Laila Liksut Yom. When he changed from his pajamas into his clothing, then he made the bracha, and that was the Chiyuv. Tan Rabbanan, Hakol Chayavim B'Tzitzit, Kohanim Leviyim V'Yisraelim. The Gemara is going to say, well, I should hope so. If it ain't them, who is it? But Kohanim Leviyim V'Yisraelim, Gerim Nashim V'Avadim. Rabbi Shimon is Poter B'Nashim. Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, held that tzitzit is a mitzvah tasei shazman gormahu, and you're not chayev in tzitzit at night. V'chol mitzvah tasei shazman gorma, nashim piturot. And therefore, you would not be able to say that a kol chayavim b'tzitzit. So let's start at the beginning.
Would include nashim also then?
It did beferish, nashim v'avadim.
If you say...
If it's all night, it's not a mitzvah tasei shazman gorma. It's a typical mitzvah tasei.
And therefore, Noshim and Davari would not.
Would be Hayav.
No, I'm saying the Rishon.
Yes, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Even though he says Nashim, it's by definition that it would include Avadim. Oh, my mind. Let's start from the top. You say, Akol Chayavin Bitzitzit Kohanim Levi'im V'Yisrael. Is that a little pshita? I mean, if Kohanim Levi'im V'Yisrael about Ptirei, who exactly would be Chayav? Man lechayev. No, no, there's always a chiddush in this for Kohanim, you see. Because Salakadayt Ramina, look, the Torah did make a big point of putting together Lotil Bashad Neis, Tzemru Pishtim Yardav, with the Pasuk of Gedilim Taselot. Now, we darshan from that Pasuk the whole idea of Esedoha Lotas, and then the question of whether you put it in your Tchelet into your linen bimbeg, and that's what we've been talking about the whole time. Now, does that not imply that only mandalo ishtere kalayim lagabe belavisha hudim achayev v'tzitzit? Only a person who normally, look at this reading, who normally would be lo tubashat neiz, goes on to the chiyev of gedilim tasala. So in other words, it's not merely that tzitzit are docha shatnez, they are directly part of the chiyuv of shatnez. So that only people who cannot wear shatnez, they get it out in their tzitzit, so to speak. But the kohanim, who can wear shatnez in their big dekuna, so I might have thought that on a kohanim, oh, the yishtirosh kilayim lagabayu, perhaps they should not be chayav. Kamash Malan, that, not that there's no connection. You're 100% right, there is a connection. But Kohanim also can't wear shatnez all the time. They're only nehid ishtri b'idan avodah. It's only when they're doing avodah, that doesn't necessarily mean literally b'idan avodah, that's a machlokas, how long can they wear shatnez? They wear shatnez, even if you're old, as long as they're in the Beit HaMikdash, they have to take off their clothes right away. But still, when they go home and they're wearing their own clothes, they're not wearing big dekuna. And there, they're just as chayim and shatnez as anybody else. Because of that, beloidan avodah lo ishtrei. Therefore, you should know that they're chayim and tzitzit. Remarkable, remarkable reading. You know, that changes our whole appreciation. That it's not just that, you know, it's okay to use, but that it's really wrapped up with the whole concept of Dorsha Tzemru Pishtim. This is the Dorsha Tzemru Pishtim. It's part of the nature of Torah and the original Chibur of Kayin and Hevel. That was the problem of Tzemru of the Pishtim initially. And here we end up with the mitzvah of tzitzis that is meant to be kolel those two issues. And, of course, gets us back to Bishagan. Because Moshe Rabbeinu marries Tzipora, who is the twin that Kayin and Hevel were fighting about. That's why it's the daughter of Kayin, who is Yitro. So it's all the Bishagamu Basari brings us back to this. Okay, cool. We got it. Very good.
Now, this once we say this, then we say that even during the Avodah, a Kohen wears tzitzit, yeah?
That's not necessarily true. Oh. No, it's actually a big question as to whether Big Day Kahuna
have tzitzit.
It's really a discussion in Mesechet Tzitzit, one of Mesechet Tanot, in the Mefarshim there. Rabbi Shimon, Poter Benashim. Okay, let's continue. Now you're saying, Rabbi Shimon holds that Noshim are pturot because it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Gorma. Why does he say that? Where does he see that it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Gorma? My time is Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya. Uri itemoto pratik sut laila. When the Torah says uri itemoto, it comes to tell me that when you are wearing, this is where the Rambam learns, when you are wearing a beged at night, you do not have to put in tzitzit. Now others learn, that's the Rambam's approach. Others learn when you are wearing a beged that is miyuchad for the laila. And others learn when you are wearing a beged that is miyuchad balaila. Then, there, of course, there's a question. If you hold like the Rabbeinu Tami, you don't hold of that addition. Why is that making a mitzvah station as man gurma? Why is it not a definition that revolves around the beged as opposed around the chiv of the individual? Okay, that's a big discussion that Tosis himself goes into with the Rabbeinu Tam elsewhere. But in any event, the Rambam's approach is very clean. You're wearing a beged at night, there's no chiv. So it's a din in the individual, not in the beged. By the way, we do have very much a similar issue, binogea svirata omer. Is Svirata Omer something that women are chayavot in? Right? Is it a function of the time of the year? Is it a function of something that happens? You bring the Omer. I mean, it happens to be you bring the Omer at a time of the year, but why does that relate to a ptur of women? Same thing is Dogea.
count
the Sfira.
Whether it's
Shazman Gorma. Or what about Kiddush Levana? I mean, it can't be Makadish Levana when there's no Levana, but is that Shazman Gorma? Women don't say Kiddush Levana. I got a lot of interesting issues involved in all of this, but in any event, the question of Ritemoto is Rabbi Shimon's approach. Ask the Gemara, now wait a minute, how do you know it means Prat L'Ksut Laila? Maybe it means Prat L'Ksut Suma. You need to be able Uri Itemoto. But if the individual who's wearing this beged cannot see it, then he's not included in the Chiyuv of Tzitzit. But it has nothing to do with the time of the day. It has to do with his ability to see. And perhaps that's how to read it. Atomer Prat L'Ksut Laila Oin Ela Prat L'Ksut Suma. Well, no. I mean, it does add Asher Techaseba. It says Al Arba Kanfot Kesutcha Asher Techaseba. So Asher Techaseba means, look, anything that you would be wearing, even if you can't see it, that includes Ksut Suma. Harei Ksut Suma Amur. All that's left, therefore, of the Ritemoto is Prat L'Ksut Laila. Why not the other way around? Umara itel rabot ksut suma lo tzi ksut laila. I don't get it. How do you know to say, well, no, asher techaseba, that includes even whatever the guy's going to wear, even if he can't see it, but it's motzi ksut laila. I mean, why not the other way around? I'll tell you why. Because it makes more sense to include, says Rabbi Shimon, the ksut of the suma, because you can't say Uri Itemoto should apply only as an individual issue. Uri Itemoto is a blanket statement. Somebody else can see the beged that he's wearing. So it certainly is included in the definition of the beged, right? So that's Yeshta Briya Eitzel Acherim. So Ashet Chaseba means in general, something that people can see, and they can certainly see this, but the Ksud Laila, that defines it as universal. It defines it for everybody. It's something that is meant to be seen, as opposed to now, where it's nighttime and it's not exposed. It's motzi aniksut laila, which is universally not seen. And that's she'ina b'riya etzel acherim. You can see why the ksut, the way the Rabbeinu Tam is learning, your pajamas are not meant for going outside with, and therefore, okay. V'rabbanan. Now the Rabbanan, they don't darshan this at all, because they don't need the ribuy of ksut suma, because they're even mechayev the ksut laila. So, because they hold that it's a mitzvah, say, she'ein hazman gorma. They said, it's even nashim. So, I mean, we're trying to say, well, if it's a question of ksut laila versus ksut suma, it makes sense that we'll be marbe ksut suma. But the rabbanon are marbe even ksut laila. So what the heck do they do with the pasuk Asher Techaseba? I mean, it's certainly not going to say a ksut suma is not chay, a ksut laila would be chay. So my avdila, what do they do with it? Nah, they say this is coming from something else. Asher Techaseba deals with the issue of what happens when a beged has more than four corners. So the brayta says like this, Kiritanya, al arba kanfot kesutcha. This tells me it has to have four corners. Not that if it's got four corners, cover the four corners. You've got to have four corners. Velo shalosh. Well, I mean, you say that it means arba velo shalosh. Maybe it means arba velo chamesh. So if it's got more than four corners, then it's not an opera. Then it's not a chiyuv in tzitzit. Kishu omra asher techaseba. Therefore it says asher techaseba to be marbe balat chamesh. And therefore, Baalat Chamesh Amur, why does it say Al Arba Kanfot? Arba Velo Shalosh. Now, how did you come up with that arbitrary definition? Umara Itel Rabot Baalat Chamesh, Ulotzi Baalat Shalosh. Because Marbani Baalat Chamesh, because Chamesh does include four, but three is not included in four, and therefore, what's it in ye? Baalat Shalosh, if you got three, then you don't have four in the three. But if you've got five, you still got your four, and therefore, according to most, put it into four of the most meruchak of the five. There are those who learn, therefore put it into the five. Okay, how does Rabbi Shimon know that? Since he uses Asher Techaseba to be mamayit, he uses, to be marba the ksut suma. He learns me asher. He darshens the extra word asher. techaseba. So he's got two different things. He's got the asher, and he's got the techase. And therefore, he could still be motzi the ksud laila. Verabona, so why didn't the Rabbonan have that extra drasha? Because they don't like asher separately as a drasha. Asher lo mashmalu. Now, what about Uri Temoto? The Rabbonan don't seem to learn anything out of the Uri Temoto. I mean, it was the interrelationship between the Uri Temoto, which seems to be saying that it has to be Bereiya, and the Asher Techaseba, that provided for Rabbi Shimon Shita. But if you don't darshan that there's anything to be mamayet women, what are you darshaning from the Uri Temoto? So what's Uri Temoto, my Avidle? They understand, remarkably, that this is the makar for the chiyuv of the Zman Kriyat Shema being dependent on tzitzit, kidei sheyakir bein tchelet lelavan. And they say, Uri Temoto uzchartem et kol mitzvot, means look at this mitzvah and use this mitzvah as the base of another mitzvah. So, uzchartem re'e mitzvah zu uzchor mitzvah acheret hatluyaba ve'ezu zu zo kriyat shema ditznan me'im atakorim nat shema b'shacharit mi shiakir ben tchelet levan. Which, again, as Tosfos insists, is such a riot to his pshat that the difference between Tchelet and Lavan is the difference between the threads in your tzitzit of Tchelet and the threads of your tzitzit of Lavan, and not the way Rashi learns to be able, in Brachot, to be able to tell the difference between the fully dyed Tchelet in the spool, which why would this be Re'e Mitzvah Zo and Zechor Mitzvah Acheret HaTluyaba? V'tanya idach, now there's another brayta that also learns interesting things from Uri Temoto. Uri Temoto zchartem re'e mitzvah zo uzechor mitzvah acheret hasmuchala. Remember the intense relationship between kilayim and tzitzit. Zo mitzvat kilayim. Dechtiv lo tilbash shatnez semro pishtim yachtav gedilim tasela. There's yet another brayta that says, tanya idach, Uri Temoto uzchartem et kol mitzvot Hashem. This teaches, kivan shenitchayev adam b'mitzvah zo, nitchayev b'chol mitzvot kolam. Once you become chayev in this mitzvah, meaning that it's the zman of the yom, now you can be sure that you're chayev in all of the mitzvot, meaning most things are mitzvot b'yom. So now you'll have to wear your tefillin, and now you're b'chayev in kriyat shema, and so on. Another possibility is that once you're 13 years old and you're chayev in this, so then you're chayev, that means that if you're a male and chayev in this, going a little bit to Rabbi Shimon, who holds it noshim ar peturot, because it wouldn't work out according to the chachomi. And therefore, we're saying, Rabbi Shimoni, yomim mitzvah taseh shazman gormayi. Tanya idach, yet a fourth braita. Uri tamoto, uzchar temet kol mitzvot Hashem, comes to teach me shkula mitzvah zo, this mitzvah is so important that it is as weighty as all of the other mitzvot. And a fifth brisa says, Uri temoto zchartem v'asitem. This teaches you that there is a pathway to re'iya, bringing you to awareness, and awareness brings a person to act. And zechiras mevia lidei asiya, and therefore it's important to set your life up in a way that you are brought to instance of awareness, and that way you will end up always reminded of your position for avodah.
Rebbe, it's not. I just wanted to shakula. No one sees that as being as a kula. That it's an easy mitzvah to be mekayem.
No, shkula. This is the makor of the idea of using the taryag in the tefillin, the tzitzit, where the gematria of the tzitzit is the. Is the plus the eight the threads plus the five ksharim is yeah. So in other words, since there's, by the way, two different ways of looking at that the gematria is the makor of the shkula, or whether the gematria is just, now that we understand that it's shkula, we look for ramoza in the Rabbi Shmuel Yochai Omer.
We don't have necessarily the five knots we saw before as well.
Right, exactly. Kol hazariz b'mitzvah zo. What it means is, ur item oto. Oto means HaKadosh Baruch. Kol hazariz b'mitzvah zo is zoche u'mekabu p'nei shechina. Because k'tiv ha'acha, ur item oto. K'siv ha'atam et Hashem elokecha tira v'oto ta'avod. So that means that there's a direct presence of the Shechina that relates to someone who is Zohir, and Zoris rather, in the midst of Tzitzit, to bring himself as a result to this Chiyah. Tana Rabbanan, Chavivin Yisrael Shesivavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvot. Take a look at the various mitzvahs that we're discussing here in Menachot. We have Tefillin B'roshehem, Tefillin B'zrotehem, Tzitzit B'bigdehem, Mezuzah L'pitchehem, such that your life is defined by a space of mitzvot. Aleihem Amar David, Sheva B'yom, this is Sheva because we're including the four tzitzit with the two tefillin, even though we said that they're all part of the same mitzvah. Sheva B'yom Ilalticha, Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha, this is the tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. And because of that, we find that David, even though he says Sheva B'yom Ilalticha, he says a special tefillin, a tefillah, in Tehillim, on the 8th. This is 7, but there's an 8th. When did that happen? B'shar she'nichnas David le'Beit HaMerchatz, there he was sitting naked in the Beit HaMerchatz one day, and he says, oh my God, this is crazy. Ratzmo made our own. Usually my space is defined by the tefillin, my head, my hands. It's not even a mezuzah on the door over here, because it's a bathhouse. You don't put a mezuzah on the door of a bathhouse. And so I got nothing, no tzitzit, no tefillin, no mezuzah. Then he says, oh my gosh, no wonder. Of course, he couldn't compose his tehillah in the bathhouse. So the acher sheyatza, that's when he composed the shira. So the 8th became the sheva b'yom hilal ticha. That's 7 things. But the 8th thing, which was the 8th day, which of course is the beyond creation day, that's lam natzeach al mila shenitzna bashmini.
Tune while
you're there. That could be. Maybe you're allowed to think of the tune.
Well,
it depends whether the tune is part of the mitzvah. Remember, it's a different tune for the 8th day. Huh?
The Gemara that he picked up from the going around like the Finnegan.
I'm saying that would be.
Tune doesn't have to be his either.
But then, I mean, you have to be Mala than he cites it.
Right.
That's afterwards. Here. Anyway, Omar, because of this, we have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol sheyesh lo tefillin b'rosho, tefillin b'zro'o, tzitzit b'bigdo, mezuzah b'pitcho. This guy's in good shape. He is surrounded by shmirah. Kol b'chizuk shelo yecheta. Shemar v'achut ha-mishulash. Now, why in the world we don't include Brit Milah? This is very strange. No, I mean, you'd think that would be the best protection not to be choter. Achut ha-mishulash lo b'meira yenatek. And it says, chone malach Hashem saviv li-re'av v'yechalatzeim. So the malach surrounds an individual in this way, so that wherever he looks, any four sides, he sees his tzitzit, and he has his mind is with his tefillin shel rosh, his arms with his tefillin shel yad, and his building, his kedushas ha-mezuzah. This guy's in good shape. Tanya Aya Rabbi Meir Omer, Manish Tana Tchelet Bikom Inei Tzivonim. What's so great about Tchelet? Mivnesha Tchelet Domele Yam. You see, the color of the Tchelet itself is similar to the color of the sea. And the Yam itself is Dome. Now, we seem to be missing a piece over here. Yam Domele Rakia, because we need in Tchulim, we have the Rakia as Dome to Sapir. And that Sapir is Dome Kisekov. But here we use it only in the Pirish. And the Yam is Domele Rakia. The Rakia itself is Dome to the Kisekov. And therefore, you are now in the presence, not only of the sea, but in the Kisekov itself. Where do we see that? Shnema Vayiru et Elohei Yisrael V'tachat Raglav K'maseh Livnat HaSapir. So underneath the Shechina's feet, K'vayachol, is the sky, and that is the color of sapphire. And Ke'etzem HaShamayim L'Toar. So you see that the Shamayim, the beauty of the deep space edge of the atmosphere, is the pure color of Tchelet. And from there, you have the Kiseh itself, because it says K'marei Evan Sapir D'mut Kiseh. So that means that it links you directly correctly, not only to ultimately be able to re'itema oto in Olam Haba, to be zeicher, to be mekabel pnei shechina, but to the awareness of the kisei hakaved in this world. Tanya Harya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Gadol onshor shelavan yoter mionshor shel tchelet. Someone who is mevata the mitzvah of tzitzis, not to wear the lavan threads, is even greater the tviyah on him than someone who doesn't wear the tchelet. Tchelet, you have an excuse, very hard to get a hold of tchelet. But mashallah ma'adavar domeh, a melech boser v'dam, he brings shnei avadim. One of them, he says, I want a chotam that's going to be made out of clay. And the other one, he says, bring me a chotam made out of gold. U'pashu shneihem v'lo eviyu. Neither of them did their job. Now, who do you think is going to be more punished? Eizem yem onshom merubah. Aveyomer, zeh shamar laveh lechotam shaltit. Anybody can bring this. V'lo hevi. Omer le abayel v'shmul b'rav yudah. Hai tchil te hechit zavitula. Omer le, again, we're going backwards because we haven't even decided what a chilazon is, but we get there tomorrow. Omer le. Ma'itin adam chilazon v'samanim v'raminu lo b'yore umar techin ale v'shaklin apurta b'beyata v'ta'amin ale hu b'udra v'shadin ale lahu b'yata v'kalin ale lo udra. Shema mina tlat, shema mina t'ima psula, shema mina t'bikna tzviya l'shema, v'shema mina t'ima pasla, or ta'ama pasla, I should say. Hainu t'ima pasla, hainu tzviya l'shema, isn't it? Omar, Vashi, no, ma tamka, Omar, it's only two things. Ma ta'am t'ima itself is psula, mishum t'bikna tzviya l'shema, kitanai. Ta'ama pasla, it needs the entire strength of the tchelet. Rabbi Yochanan, or tolat shani. Turn rabbon into tchelet in la bedika, veinikachat elam ben mumche. Tvilin yesh la bedika, veinikachin elam mumche. Anyway, svarim and mezuzot yesh la bedika, veinikachin mikol adam. What do you mean, tchelet ein la bedika? Rav Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda Podikla, with Bishagam, he was maite magbia gila, umaya deshavlilta, and meme raglayim ben arboim yom, v'torele begavayo miurta v'yad letzafra, and the test is, ifrit chazuta it's psula, lo ifrit chazuta it's kshera. And Rav Adak HaMedarava, Mishmed Rav Avira, had a different test, which was, might say, the chamira of irchas adesare and afila begavai, if it was ishtanui lemalyuta tzkshera, if it was ishtani legruta tzpsula, and simonecha shinui, there is a shinui that's called sheker, but there's a shinui that's emet. My ein labadika, nami dekama, only on te'ima. Mar, from the town of Mashre, Aite Tchalta, even in the years of Rav Achoy, which was very hard to get hold of, and Botkua with the first test of Rav Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda, and it failed the test, and Ifrit Chazute. Then he used the test of Rav Ada, and it passed the test, and it was Ishtanoi L'mal Yuta. So he thought, well, you know, it didn't pass both tests, it's possible. Omalu Rav Achoy, so what do you think? This is neither Tchelet nor Kala Ilan. Ela Shema Mina Shmuata Hadadi Itmar. If it fails the first test, so then you'd go to the second test. But if you start the test, the first test, in Echad Badakna, and it passes, and lo Ifrit Chazute, so then it's kosher at that point. If Ifrit Chazute, you got to put it through the second test, then Bat Kinin La, Rav Ada in the Chamira Irkasa. Ishtani Mal Yutet, Ksher Lagriyutet Psula. Sholchom mitam, and indeed in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Shmuata Adada Yitma. Rav Bani used to be Medayek, and he was Zavin like the Chumrah of the Braitot we said before, and he bought it only from a Mumche. Omlai Saba, good boy. Hoche Ovud Kamoy de Kamach, and they made good money. Atzlach Yiskayu. Taner Rabbanan. Halukeh Talit Mitzuyetzet Min HaShuk. Mi Yisrael Arehi Becheskata. Mina akum, it depends. If it's from a tagar who won't risk his reputation, then it's kosher despite the fact that we say anod mershalim kartali b'tzietzel of the kochavim. If it's mina hediyot, then it's possible. My time that we say in Adam Rishaylim Kor Achi Atir Tzitziotav. So here in Mata Machasya they say it's because of a Zoyna. In Rabbi Yehuda was also in Bavo, but not in Mata Machasya. They say it was Shema Yitlave Imo. But Derech V'Yargenu. Rabbi Yehuda used to actually put in Tcheles in his wife's clothing, the Parzumadin Shebete. And he furthermore would be Mavarech every single morning, Leitatef Betzitzi. Now, isn't that a contradiction? I mean, if Bidarami, he must hold that it's a mitzvah sase that's even at night, because he holds even women are chayev, and it's a mitzvah sase shaloz ban gormau. So then why would he make a different bracha every morning if he was already yotze? Well, that's like Rebbe. The Tanya Tefillin Kozman Shemenichan, Mavarech Aleihem, Divi Rebbe. So then, why doesn't he make a bracha all the time, every time he puts it on? No, Rabbi Yehuda never put it on again. He was an ish tzniyah who wouldn't take off his jacket in the day. Below shari leila galime kula yuma. He wouldn't take off his jacket the whole day. Umayshla mitzafra, mishani miksut laila leksut yom. Tan Rabbana. Hakol chayavim bitzitzit kanim levim yisraelim yerim nashim v'avadim. Rabbi Shimon poter benashim yinei shubitzit atzei shazman gormahu v'chol mitzvat atzei shazman gormah nashim pterot. Omamar, hakol chayavim bitzitzit kohanim levim v'Yisrael. I should sure hope so. Pshita, ikonim levim v'Yisrael, omar poter, who the heck could possibly be chayim? No, v'chidish is kohanim. Kasah, g'day t'chamin ahol v'chitiv lotil ba'ashat nis tzimru pishtim yachto. Gedilim ta'asela. So man delo ishtri kelaim l'gabay b'lavisho hu demit chayev b'tzitzit. But kohanim. Maybe lo lechayev at all. Come hashmalan that mehi the ishtri be in avoda, but loydan avoda, lo ishtri meila. They're also included in the chiyev. Rabbi Shimon poter ben Hashim. My time in the Rabbi Shimon. Tetanya ur item oto prat v'chsut laila. Atomer prat v'chsut laila. Ina lo prat v'chsut suma. Kishomer asher techaseba harei v'chsut suma amur. Ama nime kaim ur item oto. It makes much more sense because now we can look at it as universal instead of specific. I mean, it's yeshna b'riya by people who are cited. It's lakarin mashenkin motzien iksut laila because that's a universal description. In a b'riya, it's lakarin. But the rabbanon who don't darshan the shashet chaseba obviously because they hold the even iksut laila is chayev. So then, my avdile, mi boile kiritanya, al arba kantfot kisutcha, arba velo shalosh. Atomer arba velo shalosh, oin al arba velo chamesh. Kishome arshet chaseba, this is the chachomim, hare baalat chamesh amur. Umani mekayim al arba, arba velo shalosh. How do you know it's that direction? Mara ito rabot baalat chamesh, lotzi baalat shalosh. Because, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, marbani baalat chamesh, because chamesh includes arba. Mumatziani baalat shalosh, because the shalosh doesn't include arba. V'rabbi Shimon, me asher nafka. V'rabbanan, asher lo mashmalo. Rabbanan, hay uriitem oto, my avile. Mi boi lo lukitetanya. Uriitem oto zchartem, re'e mitzvah zo zechor mitzvah acheret hatuyaba. Ve'ezo zo kriyat shma adetlan. Me'e batay korinat shma b'shacharit mishyakir ben tchilet alavan. V'tan yidach ritem oto uzchartem, re'i mitzvah zo, uzchor mitzvah acheret hasmuchala, ve'ezo zo, zo mitzvat kil'ayim. Dechtev lo teba shatnei, sebro pishtim yachtav, kidilim ta'asala, tan yidach. Uritem oto uzchartem et kol mitzvot Hashem. Kivan shenit chayev adam mitzvah zo, meaning either in the morning or when he becomes bar mitzvah, nitchayev v'chol mitzvot kulan, Rabbi Shimon, he, the Omer mitzvah taseh shazman gormai, and therefore it serves as a remez to all of the other mitzvot that would include even mitzvah taseh. Tani rachori tamatos chatem nekom mitzvah taseh, shkula mitzvah zo keneg kol mitzvot kulan. Vatani rachori tamatos chatem vasitem. This teaches us that ri'iya is maybe yali de zechira. Zechira is maybe yali de asiya. Rav Shimon Yochai omer, kol azoriz b'mitzvah zo, zolchom mekabo p'nei shechina, because it says, ritem oto, uchtivatam, Hashem lokech tira, vo'oto, ta'avod, ton rabban ha'chavivim yisor, shesivon ha'kodesh baruch hu, mitzvot, tefillin b'roshayhem, tefillin b'zrotayhem, tzitzit b'bigdayhem, mezuzah l'pitchayhem, ועליהם אמר דוד, שבע ביום יללתיך משפטי צדקך, ובשעה שנכנס דוד לבית המרחץ ועצמו עומד ארון, אמר, אוי לי שעמוד ארון בלא מצווה, כיוון שנזכר במילה שבבשרון התיישבה דעתו, לאחר שיצא, אמר עליה שירה, שנאמר, לנצח על השמינית, מזמור לדוד, על מילה שניתנה בשמינית, מייקלאנג'לו של לרנד סמטינג. רבי אליעזר בן יעקב אומר, כל שיש לו תפילין בראשו, ותפילין בזרועו, וציצית בבגדו, ומזוזה בפתחו, בחיזוק שלו יחתה. שמחות המשולש לא במהרה ינתק, ואומר, חונה מלאך השם, סביב לראיו וחיוצאים, which is why it doesn't include מילה, because that's not part of the שמירה מן המילה. תניא רבי מאיר אומר, מה נשתנה תכלת מכל מיני צבעונים? מפני שהתכלת דומה לים, וים דומה לרקיע, ורקיע לכיסא הכבוד, שמבטחת רגליו כמעשה לבנת הספיר, וכעצם השמיים לתואר, כבקמר אבן ספיר דמות כיסא. תניא היה רבי מאיר אומר, גדול עונשו של לבן יותר מעונשו של תכלת. משל, מה הדבר דומה? במלך בשר ודם, שאמר לשני עבדיו, לאחד אמר אבי לי חוטם של טיט, ואחד אמר אבי לי חוטם של זהב, ופשו שניהם ולא הביאו, איזה מהם do you think עוד שמרו בה? אבי אומר זה שאמר לו, אבי לי חוטם של טיט, and nonetheless לא הביא. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
We are holding on the mem base on the base on the bottom. So we're five lines up. Tanarabana. Tcheles in la bedika. There's no way to check tcheles. We'll see what that means. Ve'enikhet ela min hamumcha. And it, since there's no bedika, you have to buy it from somebody who is roi lakach, and mamela, he'll sell you tcheles, not kala yuan. But otherwise, how do you know?
It's quite reliable rather than
mumcha. We'll see. How do we know that we're talking about real tchelis? At least that's what it seems to be saying. Tfilin yesh lehen bedika. Tfilin do have a bedika, at least in terms of chaserot and yeterot. And nonetheless, ein nikret ela min hamumcha, because it also requires ibud lishmo. And there's no way to know, unless the person is a mumcha and he's a bochi in the halachas, that they require ibud lishma. Sifarim umizuzot, yesh lehem bedika, venikachin mikol adam. This, by the way, seems to be the mocker as a toast that springs from the Rambam, who holds that mezuzas do not require ibud lishma. He suggests maybe here it's talking about other svarim, not sifrei Torah, but chumashim. Or we can learn that it's something that everyone is bucky in. Normally you don't require a mumcha for it. Now, when you say tcheles eima bedika, what exactly do you mean? How can you say tcheles eima bedika? We are Rabbi Yitzchak Breder of Yerubodikwe. We know that there was the famous bedika, the chemical bedika of Rabbi Yitzchak Breder of Yehuda. And how did he do it? Might say, Magbaya Gila. So first of all, he would bring some alum, Umaya de Shavuilta, and then he would bring the juice from fenugreek, Umene Raglayim Ben Arbaim Yom, and urine that had sat around for 40 days, and there was a lot of ammonia concentrate, Vitori Le'a Begavayim, and then he would let the trailer sit in it, Mi'urta Ve'ad Safra, from the evening till the next morning, and then he would check. Ifrit chazute, if some of the coloring was lost, so then he would know that it's not tcheles, and it would be posel. Lo ifrit chazute, kshera. On the other hand, if the coloring was unchanged, it would be kosher. That was one of the tests. There's also another test by Rav Avya. Rav Avya Kamei de Rava, who testified that this was Rav Avira's test. Rishmei de Rav Avir Amar, Maisei Chamira Arkasa de Sare, you bring really sour sourdough from barley, Va'atkelo de Gave, and you bake the trellis inside of this, Ishtadayla Malyuta. So now if it changes so that it looks like a deeper color, then it's kosher. Legriuta, if it changes to a lighter color, then it's pasul. The simanecha shinui sheker shinui emes. The simon, it's not obvious that the shinui is necessarily, that it turns deeper, is a raya that it is treles. And we could have been the other way, that if it turns deeper with some other chemical that looked like treles. But lamaisa, the way to remember is that there's a shinui of sheker and a shinui of emes. We use the word for shinui. Shinui means the mishana the diburo. So you can change things in a way that's emes, in the sense that you're supposed to be mishana, like those things in your mishana. You could be mishana and b'sheker. So there's shinui la emes and shinui la sheker. But that tells you that the emes way, in other words, it looks more like tzeles, that's the shinui, that's the raya that it is tzeles. The other shinui is that it's sheker and that it's not tzeles. Anyway, so we've got two good tests over here. So what are you saying, tzeles ein la b'dika? No. When it says ein la b'dika, ma'ein la b'dika na'ami dekamet ta'ima, it's talking about the problem of ta'ima, that there's no b'dika. And you have no way of knowing whether this was done l'shma, for tzviya of tzeles, or whether it was done for a test, for color. If it was done for color, it would be pasul. Or another pshat is the ta'ima, there's no way to know whether the entire yora had been pasul, because people were not bekiyim in the fact that if you have even a mixture of tzeles that had been used for ta'ima and was poured back in, that it pasuls b'tarovet. So that people that are not bucky, and maybe you have to take it from a mumcha. So it doesn't help to test to see whether it is treles.
Why would a mumcha make a person's name on?
Sorry? Everybody's name on. The question is whether they know. B'shnei Rabbi Achoy, so Mar from Mashri, Haiti Tchalta B'shnei Rabbi Achoy. During the years of Rabbi Achoy, which was actually late, in the Tkufas of Talmud. So Mar from the town of Mashri brought Tcheles. And brought Korba the Rav Yitzchak Vareda Rav Yehuda. The Ifrit Chazutik. So he did the first test. And indeed, it turned lighter. And he felt that it wasn't kosher Tcheles. But then he checked it in the Rav Avia's test. But Kua, I'm sorry, where are we? Yeah, so then he checked it, but Rav Avia v'shtanoi l'mal yuta. And nice beginning for the morning. And then he checked it in the other test, in the baking test, and it turned good. So now he had contradictory results from the two tests. As Dr. Feinstein would tell us, it's a reasonable enough kind of thing in testing laboratories.
Absolutely.
So, I'm sure Kaiser Permanente
has
so I don't know. He didn't know what to do. Several mitzvah. So he figured, look, I mean, if it doesn't pass one of the tests, so it should be possible. Omalu Rav Achoy said to him, I don't understand. So how do you read these results? That it's neither Trelis nor Kaloyon. This is like some new thing. And I said, how are you possibly it? Oh, low tchilto, low kalayuani. I mean, one test says, well, it's definitely not tchilas. The other test says it's definitely not kalayuani. So, what is it, an alien planet or something? Ella, the point over here is that shmamina, shmuata ahadadi itman. What we have over here is a series of tests. These are not alternative tests. We know that the test of Rav Yitzchak Vareda Rav Yehuda can give us false negatives. Negatives in the sense that it's not tcheles. If we get a reading that it's not tcheles, so then, which is really a false positive because it's the result, in other words, it's the only result that goes down in color, which means it's not tcheles. Okay? If that happens, then we have a more complex test, which is the second test that requires baking and so on. That test is now usable if it gives you a yes trellis result,
if the first test gave you a non-careless result. That's the point.
Because
one test is more complex. If you get a positive, meaning a yes careless result in the first test, you don't need to do more. If you get a no careless result in the first test, you can then go to the more subtle test. And that can tell you, yes, this is careless, even though it failed the first test. Right? So that's the way to understand. In other words, you did not get contradictory results. You got a result from the second test. That's what you got. But it is
inconclusive.
That's right.
If you do that second test only, what's the problem?
No, there is no problem. There's no problem. You do the second test only, it's just complicated to do. It's like a medical testing. You do the same thing. You have a test that's very expensive to do, that will be definitely reliable, but you don't do it unless you have to. So we'll take an earlier test. If you get inconclusive results from the earlier test, you can go to a better test. Let's see that inside. These two tests were interrelated. If you checked it with the test number one, and lo ifrit hazute, and there was no impact on the color, then it's kosher, you don't have to check any further. If it was ifrit hazute, if it in fact did not pass that test, you can give it a more subtle test, but then bakir only bidr of avya, and then it will be the chamira, his test with the sourdough, with the heavy sourdough, chamir yurkasa, ishtin in lamal yuta, and then if you get a result that is positive, then it's kosher. The real test, so. Shofu mitan from Eretz Yisrael, they also sent a message that you should know that the two tests, shmuatan, ahadavi itma, they were said in an interrelated fashion, were not alternatives. Rav Moni, Dayek the Zodin Kachume Masnisa. When he went to buy Treles, he was Medayek to buy Dapka from a Mumcha, according to a Chumas that the Brisa said before, that you can't rely on the test because you still have the problem of Kahima. Omale Ahusaba, he met Ahusaba, which hopefully was Eliyahu Hanavi, who told him, excellent. Achi Ovid Kamoy de Kamach, you should know that those who came before you, did that too. The Yitzlach Iskayon, they were very successful in business. So if you want to have business success, always buy your trailer from a mumcha. Tan Rabban, Halokeh Talit Mitsuyetzik Min Hashuk. Now here, already we're not talking about the trailers, we're talking about a talit that has in it tzitzit, that includes the trailer. The question is, can you assume that it was done properly? So if you buy it from a Jew in Israel, Ariel Betreskata, that's a chazok, but it's a kosher tamis. Minaovit kochavim, if you buy it from a non-Jew, minatagar, if you're buying it from a businessman who buys and sells talitot, then it's kosher, a non-Jewish businessman. You can assume that he's not going to ruin his business by buying from the underground or selling tailors. That is really Kala Elon. Now, he's definitely not going to take a chance on ruining his stuff. You know, what do they call those fake Gucci's?
Knockoffs.
Knockoffs, right. He's not going to ruin his reputation with a knockoff dollar. And if you buy it from a head yet, guy comes over here and says, hey, buddy, I got a deal. You can't refuse. Don't buy it, sisters. The Alpha Fisha Munayotaina, but wait a second. Isn't the purchase of tzitzis by a goy anyway a black market activity? Because there is a takona that ein adam rashai limkor talit mitzuyetzet la'oved kochavim ad shiyatir tzitziyotah. You're not allowed to sell a talit to a goy. We'll see why in a moment. You'd have to take off the tzitzit, in which case we should assume that if he's a goy, that he did not buy from a reliable source, and that indeed this is a knockoff. No, you don't have to worry about that because people don't listen to your takonas. My taima, why is this that we don't want to sell him a talis? So ha'cha targimo mishum zona. Here in Bavel they say the reason is because of zonos. Now that's two possibilities. One is we already saw that there was a maisa where a zona brought some tefillin to the Beis HaMedrash and claimed that it had been given to her as her payment by the guy in the yeshiva, and that caused him to commit suicide. Anyway, so that because that we had all those takanas on tefillin, not to leave tefillin in places where they could be found. So maybe the same thing is over here. She'll claim that the talis was given to her by the guy. And the other chat is the zona that she will think that the customer who walks in wearing his talis, I mean, obviously, so she'll think he's a frum guy. I mean, it's okay to take him as a customer. But so Mike, he really is he's a guy. And we don't want our nice Jewish business sleeping with guy. So Mamela, we don't sell. That's the main chat, actually. That's the most thing, yeah. So Mamela, we don't allow goy. We try to avoid having goyim look like Jews. Anyway, that's what they say over here in Bava.
It's a kind of for a chotas.
What?
You make it a kind of for a chotas? It's a hate for what you do anyway. So we get to kind of, so she wouldn't do worse.
Well, that's a very good point. The Lamais, it's brought. It's a very interesting point that Rabbi Yitzchak is raising. It's brought Lagabi another Shah, there were Shilas, there were Shilas, the Meshach HaBeres, about the same thing as modern Shilas giving out condoms and things like that. So the Shilas was raised about whether, no giggling, remember, we're a mature audience. So the Shilas was raised about whether the Beis Din should be misacking to see to it that all of the Zainas in the city should go to the mikveh, because a lot of the yeshiva boys were using the local Zainas. And they made the tshuva throughout the generations have been not to make takanas that encourage basically zinus. But that's a different nekuda. There's a chalak between the case over here where there's a shaila being machshil the zaina, or of giving a sense of rishus to use the zainas. I mean, it's not quite the same issue. So then the people shouldn't be able to fool someone into believing that they're Jewish. Is a different thing. Now, this was in Bavel, where life is nice and easy. In Eretz Yisrael, where they have to worry about piguim, there the problem with selling tzitzis to a goy is that he may, a terrorist, can look like a Jew. So over there, they said the reason was that you have to because he may pretend to be Jewish, and then you take a tramp with him, and then. And he slits your throat. So the mela, the same, you know, yarmulke, it's an old trick.
Yeah, he's easy enough to make his own. It's easy enough to make his own for the fight.
Yeah, okay, whatever you can do, you do. Okay. You know? Rabbi Yehuda, Rami Tefilta, Le Parzuma, the Inche Basic. Rabbi Yehuda would put in chelas in the dresses of his wife. Umavarev called Sapra Lehitatev Pesitzit. And he would also say a broker every morning on his tzitzit. Now hold on a minute. Midorami, if he saw to it that the women in his household were wearing tzitzit, obviously also that's a bit of say, shalos mangoma. In other words, he's hiding tzitzit at night. There's no chiyuv at night. It makes no sense to have all of his wife's clothing with tzitzit. But if that's the case, then why say a broker in the morning? Because I mean, you're wearing it once you put it on. So I mean, why? There's no Indian in the morning to make a bracha. So on my mavarik called safra the safra. Why make a bracha every morning? Well, that's not kind of. It's like Rebbe. Like Rebbe said that it's filling. Goes mancha minikan mavarik and divrei Rebbe. Whenever you put on tefillin, you put on tefillin in the afternoon, and you make another bracha. So every morning you put on the talis. So he made a bracha then. So then I don't understand. So then it has nothing to do with the morning. I mean, if you're saying it's a din in the morning, then it's mashpat because now you became chayav. If it's not a din in the morning, just say whenever he put on his talis, he would make a bracha. So he called shaitanami. No. The point is that Rav Yehuda Inich Tzmiyahavi, although Shaila Legume Kula Yuma, Rav Yehuda was the kind of person that did not take off his jacket, which had the tefillin, the tzitzis on it. So he didn't take it off all day, so that's what it's saying, that in the morning, he would put it on. So then I understand, so why in the morning? You're not going to tell me that Rav Yehuda slept so late that he waited till it was morning. I mean, he obviously got up still when it was dark to learn, no? Before davening.
Obviously.
And I shall so. So then, Maisha Misafra. So why does it say in the morning? The morning thing is very misleading because it makes it sound like the morning is the only time that you can make the bracha. But beforehand, it would not be the Zman of Tzitzit. No, the Chiddush in that is that he made a bracha in the morning. Ki Mishani Miksut Laila Luksut Yom. Even though he was wearing a baguette that was chayiv in tzitzis alibay, because there's no nafkamina between you and Delilah, but it was a lower class baguette. It wasn't meant for wearing outdoors. It's like the pajamas he would put on in the morning. He would put on his pajamas or, you know, his house coat, would sit and learn until it was time to go daven. Then he would put on his fancy clothes. And he had tzitzis on both. But he made the broch on the tzitzis when he put on his fancy talis. Now, Lamaisa, this is really the mocker for the idea of not making a broch on the talis cotton, waiting until you put on the talis gadol, and then pottering the talis cotton. It's like, this is what I am. Why are you putting on a talis without a broch? What are you putting off the broch? You should put on the broch. Because he says, it's inyan to make it on the most harsh of a thing. Well, the same thing with Abi Sukkah. You walk into a Sukkah. You know that you're going to be eating, at least the Ashkenazim, you're going to be eating a Su'udah. So you wait to make the Leisha B'Sukkah until you eat the Su'udah. That's the Dover that's most Kavua in the midst. The same thing over here.
Nothing to do with
the Chiyav and Ptur. No. Nothing to do with the Chiyav and Ptur because Al
Libe. I understand. Wondering about the
talis. No, there certainly is another problem. The other problem is that many of the talitot ktanot are not kosher.
It's
not most. Because of the shear. So because of that stam, it became the minhag not to rely on the broch on the talis cotton anyway, to wait till you put on the talis gadol. But lamaitz, I mean, the mocker for the thing is over here. There are some
shear
of the beged.
So
in our chinami, the kids, generally speaking, for chinuch, were not so makbid. In other words, and also there's a good side to say that for a kid the shear is smaller.
Well, we're talking about Narim, we're just, you know, up to 17, 18, 19.
No. We're never. Oh, you're talking about the modern nonsense of that.
I'm talking about
people not wearing talitot. They know kinami. They'll have to be more makbid. They make sure they have a kosher talis cotton.
So about the matzah?
They'll have to be careful.
Yitziyah Shabbos?
What?
Yitziyah Shabbos?
Oh, so this is a big machlokas achronim, Lamaisa, about Yitziyah on Shabbos. Whether, you know, if it's be'etzem not chayev. I mean, those who say it's mamish nisr gomer. Yeah, it's not really tzitzis. It's so. I mean, the chazrishtain is that it's not a problem because this is the derech levisha. So it becomes now your beggar. This is the way people wear it. So
tzitzis also then?
No, because nobody would wear pasul tzitzis. He knows he has to take them out and put in kosher tzitzis. Okay, but again, there's a lot of discussion. Now, Akronim, I mean, basically the reliance is on the fact that we don't have Fayom, Kimat, real Rishi Zerabim. So the male are relying on that, we're not so makbid. There are those who are very makbid. Well, it sounds so pushy that they're real ones. Because in order to say that they're real ones, you also have to say that the car is not considered to be Rishus HaYom.
Like, what hedge was? Do you have enough for
a... No, but if the car itself is Rishus HaYom, then there's just a rab and never has people in it. There are no humans in it. There's only cars in it.
That's the hedge that most people rely on.
What's that?
That's the hedge that most people don't rely on, that if they're in their cars, it's Rishus HaYom, and you don't have to worry about them.
What do you mean? Surely most people do rely on them, right? They use the name. You could only have a kosher because of that.
You can rely on
I mean, in England, if you use the Erev, you're considered to be possibly Avis. Not only that, you're not right to marry into the family.
Why that?
My mamish.
Very proper.
Why is that?
Why? L'shem Machlokes?
Is there a halakhic shiloh there? I mean, something significant.
There's always a lot of shayla there. You always can find some shayla with an error. Fine. Anyway, Tana Rabbana. Hakol chayavim b'tzitzit kohanim levayim v'yisraelim gerim nashim v'avadim. Now everybody is chayav and tzitzis, even kayan. Rabbi Shimon poter b'nashim mifnei shemitzvah sashesh hazman gorma v'chol mitzvah sashesh hazman gorma nashim p'turot. So Rabbi Shimon holds that laila is lav zman tzitzis, but male and women are poter. Now, let's start from the beginning. Yeah, but the din in the beged is also a function. I mean, there's a lot of discussion about this issue. But if you hold the din in the beged, it's also only because Lila would be Lav's man tzitzis. That beged, which is a beged, Lila is the thing that is in the fire. There's a lot, there's some tremendous fiducium in this.
But that would still mean that the beged yom would still make tzitzis at night.
Right.
Then it's not in the beged.
No, so because it is, because that's Zman is Machayev. Okay, yeah, it's true, it's a very complicated. There's a lot of discussion there for him about it. Omar Mar, Hakol Chayavim B'Tzitzit Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. I mean, I should hope so. It's Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, but Potter, who's Chayev? I mean, doesn't leave you much out, does it? I need a bright and only Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, but Chayev and Tzitzit. Come on. If not, Man Lechayev. The Kiddush and that is Kohanim. Kayanim is strictly because Salkadate Kamino Hilviksiv Lotu Bashatni Semu Pishtim Yachdav. And then it says Gedilim Tatala. So that means to say that Man Loish Tarikalayim Legabe Belavishu, the Machai Betitzitz. Someone who's included in the Isser of Lotu Bashatnis, that's a person who's Chayav in Gedilim Tatala. Bashenkin Kohanim, who clearly the Torah insists should wear Shatnis, because it's Chayav to wear the Abnei. So honeycombing all vishnu kilaim lagabai lola chayva. So maybe they're not chayv and tzitzis because they're not nogea kilaim. Therefore, kamash balan that mehi vishnu vidin aveda shalom vidin aveda lo yishri. Their status of heter and kilaim is not a status al tzkeyanim. It's a status in terms of aveda, and therefore they're no different than anybody else. They have another type of tzitzis, so to speak. They have the tikkuna, which is the equivalent of a tachiyah of kilayim. By the way, the same issue comes up there. We mentioned it earlier. Lagabi the shayla of, I raised it to you, we left it sort of hanging. What would be if you hold tzitzis, lilas, lavzman tzitzis, and then you're wearing a baguette of kilayim? Forget about a sadi. Even if you're wearing a, you know, whatever you're wearing that has kilayim, if you hold the tzitzis of bathroom kilayim, so how, you know, at the moment that it turns dark, I mean, you'll be wearing something that's not chayav and kilayim. The same thing is true, lagabe, the big day kahuna. But even though we say shalom, eat an aveda, so what does that mean? The moment that the aveda is finished, he has to strip off his beged. No, it does not mean that. But since lamaisa, the only heter, is given in terms of the beged, it's for aveda. So in the mele, he's not viewed as not being chayav and kilayim. He can't put it on his own shatnez. But therefore, the same thing is true, lagabe, the beged shatnez of the tzitzis. The fact that you were wearing a beged that was higher than tzitzis and the shatnez, biyom, allows you to wear that beged. This is your beged. This is your derech levisha. The Torah said this is not, this is a heter of shatnez. Again, this is one of these issues.
He can't wear his bagadim all day long. He's going to be kun all day long, can he?
True.
He's going to wear it all day long.
He can wear it all day long.
Even if he's not going to do any of it at all, he put it on in the morning.
Only in the basement makes it shine.
No, yeah. He's always a mitzvah. No, not outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he can't.
No, that's, yeah. Okay, but he could still whatever he's in his place.
If he's on the
mishmeret,
if he's not.
Sorry.
If he's on the mishmeret.
Right. Well, or if he's coming to do his own aveda. He's going to allow to come any time to do his personal aveda.
So he couldn't wear it for his tent other than...
He could wear it then too, yeah.
No, but before that, he wasn't coming to do his own aveda.
Rabbi Shimon poter benashi. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's a bit suspicious long ago. In my time, the Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya u'itemoto prat l'chsut laila. So since it says prat l'chsut laila, it must mean that laila is not zman tzitzit. Atome prat l'chsut laila u'item. I mean, Uritem could be understood as Prophet Sutsuma. Someone who can't see is not kind. Well, why does it mean the nighttime? Well, no, Kishwar Mer Shetachasebo, the Torah is marba anything I Shetachasebo or anyone who covers himself. So Hare Ksutsuma Amur, that includes the Ksutsuma. Ama ani mekayim uritem oto prat v'ksut laila. Wait a second, how do you know that? Uma ra'ita, speaking of that, l'rabot ksutsuma lo otzi ksut laila. How do you know to be marba the chiyah for ksutsuma with the Asher t'chaseba, and to be motzi the din of ksut laila from the ritem oto, maybe just the opposite. Asher t'chaseba is marba even b'laila, and the Uri Temoto is motzi the ksut suma. Because, says the Gemara, it's reasonable. Marba ni ksut suma shi yeshna b'ri'iyah etzel akirim. And the point is that the suma is in a specific situation. Anybody else can see his baggage. So it's Uri Temoto. The suma himself can't. So the male, it's reasonable. The Ashet HaKasab is marba, that it's a universal definition and not a personal definition. But the motziyah nichsud laila she'ina b'riya etzel akhirin. Now she'in ken nichsud laila, it's not nikra etzel akhirin. By the way, remember that this is part of the ikar din of the issue of being able to see, to be matir by tcheles v'lova, is the definition of yom in terms of kriyat shema. So it's not just that it's specifically the color issue. And the fact that people don't see color at night is an amazing nakuda. In other words, you may be able to see dark and light, but you don't see color. You're physically unable to see color. So if that's the case, it means that the ikar issue of darkness is measured by color, not by being able to... What defines dark to us in terms of light? It's a very fascinating thing. Because you could certainly, on a nice moonlit night, you could certainly see very nicely, but you don't see color. And Mamela, it becomes an important Mekura Lagabi the Reed
Temetra. Is there any question with the fact that he might not be able to see it in his muscle or no one at that point in time to be wearing it, and he ends up shotguns regularly, or he just doesn't have that capability of seeing, checking his tzitzis if they're kosher?
He's still doing his feeling.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It
doesn't have anything to do with anything. You don't need to check your sisters if they're kosher. Fine, so that's his reasoning. Rabbon and the Rabbonin will argue, and they hold Laila is man tzitzis, so that it's a noshim or chayavot. What do they do with this? Asher t'chaseba, my avilek. They don't need it now, right? Because they don't hold the Rikemoto as a miyat, so it's not Ksutsume either. So what do they need Asher t'chaseba for? Well, they say, we better look at Tanya, Al Arbak on Pot Ksutcha. They say, well, that means Arba, Lolo Shalosh. So if it's only a triangular beged, and a chayav. Well, now, wait a minute. Atomer Arba Velo Shalosh, maybe it's Arba Velo Chamesh. No, Kishu Omer Asher t'chaseba. So this is what they use Asher t'chaseba. When it says Asher t'chaseba, Arei Ba'alav Chamesh Amur. So you see the Torah is marba, even a beged of Chamesh Knafot. Ma, ni mekayem al arba, arba v'lo shalosh. Now wait a second. So how do you know to be marba Ba'alav Chamesh, lotzi Ba'alav Shalosh? Maybe the other way around. Well, because obviously, marba ni Ba'alav Chamesh, because a five subsumes a four, but a three does not subsume a four. So yesh b'klal chamesh arba, motziyah mi ba'alat shalosh, she'im d'klal shalosh arba. The Torah says, al arba kanfot ksutcha. Okay, so this is the ribui for a beged of chomesh. V'Rebbe Shimon, so how does Rebbe Shimon know that? Rebbe Shimon says, it says asher t'chaseba. So he uses the extra asher for that. Me'asher nafka. V'rabonan, asher lo mashmo. They don't hold that you make another drasha from the word asher. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol mi'yedein v'ro.
Amen.
V'rabonan, hai uritem oto my avdilei. Since they're not using uritem oto to be motzi ksut laila, it's kosher not to be motzi ksut suma, what do they say uritem oto means? This means re'ei mitzvah zo uzchor mitzvah acheret atzluya bo ve'ezo zu kriyat shema. The Torah is telling me that there's a linkage between tzitzis and between Kriyat Shema. Tznamei matai korin et Shema b'shacharit, mishi yakir ben chelet lilavan. So memela, it's gufa in the etzem mitzvah. See the tzitzis, and the moment that you can see your tzitzis, you can see your chelet, the color becomes clear to you, that's the time that you should remember to say the other mitzvah, namely Kriyat Shema. By the way, Tosis asks on this on the Pshat of Rashi in Brachas, because Rashi tightens that the difference between Chelas or Lavan is in Tzemer that has dyed Chelas, and Tzemer that has dyed Lavan, that isn't dyed Chelas, is Lavan. So Tosis says, then what's the afterwards? It's Thomas dying. It's not that there's something about Chelas per se that relates to Tzitzis, I mean, it has to be Tzitzis of Chelas. Therefore, it was like he learned that the chuya, take a look at your tzitzis, you take a look at the chuya of lavan and the chuya of chelas. Can you see that the chuya of chelas is chelas and not dirty lavan? If you could see that it's a chuya of chelas, it's time to say kriyat shema.
This is like an asmachta, right? This is not they learn out of the husband.
No, certainly in a more asmachta. As a matter of fact, I mean, Tesu Shita, kriyat shema is the rabbon on this whole shiur anyway. Right. So I mean, he brings over here that of course it's only nesmacha. V'tanya idach. There's another bright that says, "Ritevatos chartem re'em mitzvah zo zechor mitzvah acheret asmuchala." Remember the other mitzvah that is subuch and the posik to this mitzvah. Ve'ezu mitzvah tchilayim. The tzivot tovat shatnei tzemur pishim yachov gedilin ta'atalach. And so of all crazy mitzvahs for people to forget about being zoyer and shatnez. When that's the mitzvah they should be most aware of because they're wearing tefillah and tzitzis.
Which is shatnez.
Which is shatnez. That's the thing that they should be remembering is shatnez.
Ah.
Tanya idach, ritemo toz chatemet kol mitzvot Hashem. The relationship is that kivanch nitchayev adam b'mitzvah zo, nitchayev b'kol mitzvot kolam, Rabbi Shimon idyom mitzvot asei shazman gormayi. That once a person is chayev in this mitzvah, so he's now chayev in all of the mitzvahs. In other words, when he knows that it's the, either that he knows it's the daytime, so most mitzvahs in Ergeya, you know, dinim of the mitzvahs are biyom, or boshet. If you're chayev in this mitzvah, then you are now bar mitzvah and a male who is responsible for all mitzvahs. So you know, that's why the talis became very symbolic of the bar mitzvah. Right?
Why did that stop?
Because the Ashkenazim stopped wearing, I mean, something, not all Ashkenazim, but some Ashkenazim stopped wearing covered toes.
For what? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I know the excuses, but I don't know. I would assume that it's really a function of money.
What's the marriage?
Spend a lot of money on that. Itov.
Marriage
is the way they would do marriage is they would put the talus over the
symbolism. The symbolism of that would be why you should.
It's like a bias. You're ma'at of yourself. So without a nisha, you're not. It's like without a kisui.
Is that the same thing as the kachwani? Not when the kohen does it, but when the kahal does it.
I don't think so. I think that just pressure came about through the Indian of the lowly stack of the kingdom. I don't know if there's any other Indian. Tanya Ida, Uritemoto, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Tanya Ida, Uritemoto, Shatemet Kamitzvot Hashem. The other bride says, no, what the Torah is doing over here is it's saying, Kol Mitzvot Hashem are dependent in tzitzis on some level, that Shkula Mitzvot Zo. As we saw before, Rashi brings the gematrias and so on, that there's a remez in the tzitzis that somehow it's mechayev all of the mitzvahs. The Tanya Idach, and yet another brisa says, Uritem oto uzchatem va'asitem. Note that there's a continued here pratas from Re'ia to Zechira to Asiya. So Re'ia is mevi'a lidei Zechira. And Zafira is maybe Ali Deyasiya. So you look at the tzitzis. The tzitzis brings you into a state of awareness. The state of awareness brings you to actually act out your awareness. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer, Kol hazariz b'mitzvah zo, zochel mekatol p'nei shchina. someone who is makpid, or not stam makpid, but he's zoriz in tzitzis, he's zoicha to be makabel the shechina, because ktivachu uyitem oto, uktivosam, as Hashem alokecha tirabo oto ta'avot.
So, what is that?
Is
that the same
Rashi? Yeah. Oh. This is the Ri'item Otor, which is equivalent to Ri'iya of the Shechina. Tad Rabban Achaviv in Yisrael Shesivavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makabe B'Yisrael, and therefore he surrounds them with mitzvahs. Tfilin B'Roshem, Tfilin B'Zvotem, Tzitzit B'Bigdeim, Mezuzah B'Pitcheim, V'Alayem Amar David Sheva B'Yom Hilalticha Mishpatei Tzitkecha. Because you have over here seven mitzvahs. You have the tefillin on the Rosh, tefillin on the Zerah, four tzitziyot is six, plus a mezuzah is seven. So therefore, he says, on seven things I give you challah. B'shashen yechnas David lebeit hamerchatz, v'ratzmo omeid aron. But when he went into the bathhouse, he said, oili, sh'amon aron b'lo mitzvah, now I'm without my sheva b'yom yilav ticha. So there's not only seven, there's eight. They couldn't say that in a bathhouse. You had to wait till we get out. But that's Mizmor David. It's a reference to Mila, which is Nitna B'Shmini. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Merkot Sheyeshul Tfilin Barosho, Tfilin Zro, Tzitzit B'Bigdo, U'mezuzah B'Bitcho. At this point, I call the Chizuk Shelo Yecheta. It's already a kazak and a mizak and a bichayte. Shema hachuta mishulash lo b'meira yinatek. So every year is mesuvah with these three mitzvahs. V'yomer chonem malach Hashem saviv l'reyav v'yakalatzein. So that means that the malach Hashem, the malach that's created from the mitzvahs, surround the person to be mocked with him from the yetzer hara. Tanya,
not a very strong kazak, is it?
One person that was wearing tzitzis and tefillin with the mezuzah is going to be great.
You see the mass of the mezuzah or tzachotin?
What?
It's not a very strong chazaka. You all have tzitzis and mezuzahs, so we're
ain't that you have tefillin. But if you were wearing tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzah, you would be chayis.
Is this a chazaka for wearing tefillin all day long?
Sure. The more must the word.
I mean, it makes sense, right?
I mean, I lost my mind, sir. You would be chayis to wearing tefillin. You wouldn't.
Be careful.
Of course, here we go. And my mom says, "Kol ban shetfilin is harehu yore and mitzias." Tanya, are you ready? Meir omer manish tanat chelat mikol minei tzivoni. What's so special about chelat? Because shat chelat domel yam, the yam domel rikia. Rekia lekisei hakavod. How do we know rekia lekisei hakavod? Shneimar v'tachat raglav k'maaseh livnat hasapir uchetzem hashamayim l'tohar uchsiv k'mareh even sapir d'mut kisei. So the kisei is the sapphire, and here it compares the sapphire k'etzem hashamayim. So that means if somebody is looking at chelas, ultimately he's brought step by step to the kisei hakavod.
Is sapphire a blue stone?
Sapphire is blue, sure.
Then
he
sort of blends in when you
look up.
Yeah.
So what is the yam doing?
Very, very powerful.
I never said why they start with yam. Why did you start with shemayim?
So why not just go directly to the kisei?
We don't see the kisei. We don't know the kisei. We know the shemayim. That's a smart. Look at the sky. What is the yam?
The point of here is that we naturally begin. I mean, that's the power of tchelas is awesome because of the svunei tmunecho.
Okay.
That is what you have over here. You have something we'll discuss tomorrow. We're discussing with some buzzing, but you have over here something that is basically a primitive form of life, a bottom dweller.
No,
that's the start of it. But our natural, our primal relationships are the things that are much more primally connected to us. The yam has an immediate impact on us. From that you go, and Lamaisa, you see, you go to the seashore. And you appreciate the sky. It's a, I mean, everybody does
the
that. Right. Mavish, it's like they're very interrelated. So the more primal your response, the more it's capable of drawing you out. That is an awesome thing. Thank you. You're looking at something like that. I mean, you know, the depths of blackness, darkness, and so on. I mean, it's partially the Tahom Rabba, the Malcolm of throwing out all your Chatoyim. I mean, that's, the Tashlich and so on. And then this thing is Mavish, the Kisei HaKovet. The sense of the the process of being cycle of life. This is an amazing thing. I find it fantastically moving thing. It's unbelievable to think of that whole.
This guy's a Tchelis factor, who I think will make it to, says when he shares his Gemara, he says, look, think. You scoop up, what color is the sea? Right, so everybody says it's blue. Right? The water is blue. You can see the earth and sky. So where's the blue coming from? It's reflecting from the sky. So what color is the sky? It's blue. Where's that get its color from? So I say reflecting. So where's the blue? Right? You scoop up some seawater. What color is it?
It's clear.
Yeah, if you take some sky.
Yeah.
It's also sick. So it's all coming from the Kitzel, right? It's a reflection of the Kitzel. Right?
Well, okay.
That's
so cute.
No, but that seems more. I mean, that adds to the power of the famous thing.
I mean, that's just it. It's all talked about in the sky being blue. Is when one tries to explain it to children, it's expressing the reflection of all the other colors that one sees. It's the one color you don't see. And they get that
very good look.
Exactly what they're thinking. And when you try to, I don't get it either. So.
Okay. Tanya, how you Rabbi Meir Omer, Gadol Onsho Shel Lavan Yoter Mi Onsho Shel Tchelis. There's a greater onus for the Mavato, the tzitzis that are Lavan, than the Tchelis, because the Lavan is easy to be Mekayim. Moshe Lama David Omer, Melech Basar Vadam, Shamar Lishnei Avadah. Melech Basar Vadam is Mitzav, two servants. Liachad Omer, Havei Kotem Shel Tit. One of them says, I need a ceiling ring. It's made out of earthenware. Another one, he asks for a silver, a golden one. Neither of them bring their kotam. Which one is he more angry at? Obviously, it's a simple thing. You couldn't get it. I mean, Zahav, I understand. You weren't able to afford it. But this, why couldn't you get it? They say it's a remez over here, and that the tzitzis are like the kotam of an eved. That is an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're using the Davka, this remez. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayim Adam Levaret Mea Brachot B'chol Yom. Rabbi Meir also used to say that a person is Chayim to say 100 brachos every day. Sh'ne'emar ve'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Lokecha Shoel Mi'imach. Ma can be understood as Me'a. There's a lot of discussion about this. Why is Ma Me'a? And there's a sheet of the Tesis that there's 99 letters in this. If there's two sheets. One is that Shoyel is written Mole, in which case there's 100 letters in the Pasuk. Ma'ashem l'kev sh'anim. Or if it's written the Chosos, and there's a natural tendency to be Mamaleit, you know, Mamaleit with the Mea. Or others just say that the relationship, if a person is supposed to be Ma, and that's like that's Moshe Rabbeinu, and Anachnu Ma, that it comes only from a complete awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and everything. So it has to be Makniya himself in all issues. So the man is Mechayev, Brachas on all things.
Right, that just is telling the word Ma and Mea, that's you don't bring that one
down. Yeah, no, no, yeah, that's the word. That's the punch.
So to achieve that awareness?
To achieve that awareness. Yeah, but there's a very serious thing. There are those who hold the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the whole takona of Birkas HaShachar was only to make sure that your Mamali may have brought this before you. Some suggest because of that that apparently women are not chayavot and may have brought this before you, because I mean they're not mechuyavos in the tefilas. I mean, you need to have the tefilas to be Mamali the may have brought this, in which case maybe they shouldn't say tefilas hashachar. Mishnah Berurah says they are chayavot in the tefilas hashachar. Question: whether he means literally that we aren't, you know, for a minute, but. But it's, the Rambam is a very interesting geek. The Rambam is, the Rambam, when he talks about Shabbos, which we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, where you don't have Shabbos, you have a problem. Because then you have seven brachas in Shemona Esrei instead of 19, and that really messes things up. But so over there, you're supposed to be Mamale, you know, using smell and drinking. So the Rambam says, and you keep count of your brachas. Until, the Pashas, people think that just means, you know, okay, so you want to be Mamala Meir Brachas. Obviously, if you want to be Mamala, you have to keep count. I mean, he's saying that the awareness itself, it gives you a sense of the overall. It's not that your Brachas is unrelated to your other Brachas. Every Brachas is related to the entire sense of brachah. It's a whole different way of looking at it. You're always looking at the marshal makachel mimach. So you keep track of every single brachah that you say, and that's marvelous, beautiful. The shaila, if chazor, the whole discussion b'chlal on brachas that you're not mechuyav personally. There's a machlokas achronim whether you can be yotzei additional brachas for saying amen on the bracha. Well, some of those brachas definitely not, unless you're mechuyav in that bracha. That's about the fairest in mind. But how about brachas that they were besaking that you're supposed to hear from someone else? So let's say the birkas atayra that are being made by someone who has an aliyah, that's only being made with chaleidat sivur. So then maybe you would be yotzi with that. So definitely time that you would be yotzi with that.
You're being yotzi physical. You're not doing it yourself.
Oh no, that's for sure. You have the chiyah for sure. Everybody's doing it. You don't have to say it. The question is, if Stani, you're another person saying a shakel, you're not going to be yotzi in the Mishnah Brocha, even if you said amen on it.
How do the Muslims say to say every day the name of God? Don't they say it 99?
I never heard that.
They keep track of the word groups. The word groups. Oh, really? Sure. I said I went through the litany and I said the names right.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing also something like that.
That's what it's for.
So now further. So on what about on Shabbos? So here, bray the Ravadi, but Shabbat of Yumetuvi on Shabbos Yontif Torah, umemali will be ispamik yomajadi. So he would use smells and migadim, you know, candies, Shabbos treats, which is something that gives you an opportunity to make more brachas.
That's not why people go around with smells.
Yes. Tanya, are you ready, Mayor or Mayor?
You have to make a bracha on the snuff that they...
On the good smelling stuff.
Not tobacco.
No, and they make them impregnated with smells sometimes.
So yeah, tobacco is impregnated.
Yeah.
And you would still make a bracha?
If it's a real smell.
Is the wine garden you go out? You know, and you're... You know, like the smell of that.
Tanya, are you ready, Mayor or Mayor? Chayav adam levarach shalosh brachos b'chol yom. There's a special three brachas that are supposed to be made. Elohim, she'asauni Yisrael, or in the Tosefta, the Gur says, shalo asani dori, which is the way we pass, because that's how the Rif brings in. Shalo asani isha, shalo asani bor, which is great. I mean, if people would have to make a bracha on not being bored, the world would be a greater place, wouldn't it? I mean, do you want to be a bore? Let's finish this with you. Rebaka by Yaakov, Shani with Greg. Rebaka by Yaakov heard his son making a bracha. I become a verse. Shalom, Sami Bor. I'm like, who are you? Nami? What? So there's two things over here. One is that to make an Atkamina where it's Nagea Mitzvahs. Okay, I understand. Anisha is not Chayav as a Mitzvah. You could say Shalom, Sami Isha. What are you going to say? Shalom, Sami Bor. If a Bor is a different Darga, so he's a Bor. So become a Mitzvah. He won't be a Bor anymore. What?
A boar here, what's that?
A boar.
An
Amaretz,
huh?
An Amaretz, a Mikra, a Mishnah. An empty kind of person.
So if
the Lord
is a boar, he did it to himself, usually.
Oh, that's another issue, which is the other Pshat and Rashi. After they cast the blood, you come to Mushabeach yourself. It's not a, you're saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm not, you're not because you're not. So here you're making it like you're defining yourself. You know, God has there but for the grace of God. So God has given me this. And so he said to him, Amalei Yavala Maim of Arach, so what should I say instead? I mean, there were three brokers, no? Say, Shalo Asani Ebed. Since he said, but is that the same thing? I know Isha. I mean, if you're saying the din is in the mitzvah, so what's the difference between the Ebed and the Isha? Yeah, but Ebed Zil Tvei. Now, either, and that means zil tvei, that there's a zilusa in the Eved, and therefore That's an objective zilusa, because it depended on other people.
Not dependent on mitzvah, though.
Huh?
Nothing to do with mitzvah.
Even though it's not to do with mitzvah, at least it's objective. Okay. Or zil tafi. Go out and add it, because we need to add these brachas in order to, which is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So, okay, it's better than saying, in other words, you're right, technically speaking, it doesn't add very much. But at least it's objective, so go ahead and be tough. Go ahead and add it. Rashi brings both Lashonis.
Isn't that mean to not have another master? Only Hashem?
What are you asking?
So why isn't that like a godless of its own? I mean, another reason that we would say that.
I think that's included in Zilusa in the end of Shem. It's not objective of Gabi Mitzvahs, but it's certainly a zilzal in a person that is dependent on a human master. For sure. And therefore he should be less than, more than. Remember, we do the opposite. Because right now, in his current status, once you save one, you're part of the other one. Then, according to the Gabbis at that rate.
What's so special about these three brachas that
they're added? So this is what they're saying, that in order to be mashlim, we're mashlim even brachas on the etzem chiyuv in mitzvah. That's what they're saying. Normally a bracha is on a thing, not on an existential fact. Saying, but okay.
So it wasn't actually that true first. It could have made the second one first.
This is very interesting. Some say, Allah HaMaisa, they want to be medayikas in the Rabbah, which the Nisei Kalim of the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't make any sense. But they want to be Madaik and Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings to this Gemara about Shabbos and Yom Tov, so he brings the Sparmaki and Magade, so he says, it's so too, guys, so you should take some vegetables, make a broch on some vegetables. And then you make a broch on some fruit. And then you make a broch on some vegetables. So it's a broch and a tzricha.
Right.
So you see, in order to be marshal, may a broch, it's okay to make a broch and a tzricha. Some Amish say this, and it's obviously a very poor diet from the Rambam. You just as easily be speaking about Nimrod. Mm-hmm. At one point you had some vegetables, food.
You got all day.
Nimrod can do it again.
It's different. You can just get the first one.
But that's what we often an arrangement, by which you're not going
to
be.
We're not allowed to do that. If you have a meal, unlike the vegetables again, if you have a meal in front of you, you can't make a shekel, and then a dhamma, and then a eitz, and then make a lechem. It's a brachah. Only if you want them. That's what it's for, bracha. If you want to eat that way. If you're doing it because of a bracha, you really want the bread first.
Right.
You're not allowed to do that. You're going to feel free, I think. So why do you want to? I think only answer
is no.
Thursday morning work?
Here, because each bracha is being given on the darga, and then this additional darga that I have, and this additional darga that I have. Otherwise, I can make a bracha negative. The only meaning of a negative bracha is that it allows you to see the difference in the chiyuv and mitzvah. So that I don't. I'm not sure. Once you would have made it positively, you would have left with your problem.
Well, I was thinking you make the second negative bracha first. You the isha, then you're.
But then you haven't given the extra sheva from the difference. The only way to do it.
I mean, this is my fault.
The only way to do it. The whole point of the thing. But in Akrami, I'm saying that some will learn, some will learn. That the mayor brokers is the fear that they gave to be the attack and broken, otherwise they wouldn't have been attacking. If that's the case, you may have a big problem, but I like what you find. Why?
I'm not going to be able to do that.